the Dave Dameshek Football Program. Available on iTunes and at davedameshek.nfl.com. Now here's your host, Dave Dameshek.
Hi and hello, football fans. It's your old pal Dave, Dave Dameshek. Welcome to the Dave Dameshek Football Program. Available as always on Stitcher, iTunes, and at nfl.com/Sheck. All right, sorry for everybody who got into soccer over the last fortnight or 3 weeks. It's now over. The dream is dead. The U.S. is not going to win the World Cup, just like Jurgen Klinsmann told us we wouldn't win it. Let's press forward, though, and talk about our brand of football. We're into July now. It's time. Training camps are going to be coming together before you know it, and all this pain that you're suffering now will be a distant memory. Let's talk about it with the man seated directly across from me here in Studio 4. We are continuing, or not me, but the people who do such things, continue to work on Studio 66. Soon it will be unveiled. It will become Studio 66, maximum strength. Until then, we toil away here in Studio 4. And let's say hello to, like I say, the man seated across from me, all the way from London, England. He's now a resident Miami Dolphins fan. It's Handsome Hank.
He's Handsome Hank. He's Handsome Hank. He's Handsome Hank.
Hello, Handsome. How are you?
I'm very well indeed. Thank you, Dave. My commiserations to my fellow Americans.
I liked it, you know, and yet I like to crack wise, and I feel like people are very, it's almost like being into an indie band. I think a lot of people in the U.S. are trying to handle that feel. They're same thing as if you were into a band 8 years ago that nobody else liked, and now they're starting to break big. Mm-hmm. You're a little frustrated with those people because you say, like, nobody cared about this 2 weeks ago, and now everybody's into it. Like, I cared. I want you to know I cared.
Right.
They got to get on record. And then there are a lot of phonies like myself who really, I mean, who would trade? This is something I asked in the newsroom as we watched the U.S. come up a little bit short to Belgium on Tuesday afternoon in the NFL newsroom. I said, would you trade the win against Belgium for two wins by your professional football team, pro football team? And everybody took the wins for their pro football team.
Right.
Now, I know we're in the NFL network, so maybe that's an unfair question. But, Handsome, I ask it to you. Well, I know you don't care. What about England? I know you
don't care
about the U.S.
Either.
You wouldn't trade.
If
the U.S.
trade,
could win the World Cup.
What
the
if I said, U.S.
What, I mean, what if I told you England can win the World Cup or the Dolphins can win the AFC East and that's all I can give you?
That'd be a close one. But for me, I would still take the Dolphins because I'm in the U.S. So even if England won the World Cup, who am I going to celebrate with?
Well, how mean and selfish, Handsome Hank. You've really shown. You don't want your people back home to be happy?
Not as much as I want the Dolphins to win the AFC East. No.
Well, I certainly would take the two wins. I asked our pal from around the league, Dan Hanzus, would you take 10 wins for the Jets?
Mm-hmm.
Or two more wins from the U.S., which would mean beating Belgium and I think Argentina or whoever. But I can't tell you if the Jets get the playoffs, where that puts them in the division. I can tell you, though, 10 wins for the Jets or two more wins from the U.S. He opted for the Jets, which I think is the right answer.
Well, let's bear in mind, and I know we have some crossover listeners from the ATL podcast to ours. Anyone, if you hear Dan Hanzus on the next ATL podcast talking about, you know, how into the World Cup he was, while the U.S. was playing Belgium, he was transcribing quotes from Chris Johnson, not watching the game. So anything he says to the contrary is a lie.
Well, speaking of Chris Johnson, he's going to be joining us momentarily, as a matter of fact. We'll kibitz with him about his new home.
Ooh.
Up there in New York. We'll hear how it's going with the Jets and Eric Decker and all those fellas and Rex Ryan and hopefully have some fun. In the meantime, though, let's talk about pro football and black tie. I know that this is your busy season with the soccer going on and your vacation time. I know that's a lot. You have a lot on your plate right now. Because
But before we move on, I just want to say that's crazy.
What's crazy?
If you wouldn't take a couple of wins with Team USA over your football team, come on. It's once every 4 years, and it's on the world stage.
Listen, I mean, again, I joke that Handsome's being selfish, but what am I supposed to do? You think I would – I root for the Steelers. If you applied two wins to their existing win total last year, they would have been in the playoffs.
Same with the Miami Dolphins.
Right. So why wouldn't I take that?
I'm just saying. You guys saw the atmosphere here in the last
two weeks. It was a lot.
The power.
It was absolutely a lot of fun.
The
yes.
support of the World Cup can lift nations.
But imagine if we all supported the Miami Dolphins and it was the last game of the season or the playoffs.
Here's a legitimate thing.
That would be the same thing happening here.
I want to talk about pro football. And by the way, there's NHL free agency going on now, NBA free agency. There's a lot of sports. And the soccer has really helped grease us through the dead period of the sports calendar. We're that much closer to NFL kickoff. We could talk about it. This summer feels a lot richer because of the World Cup. But black tie. I don't understand where you're coming from on this thing.
I'm just saying it's a once every 4 years, guys, and it's on the world stage. It has the ability to lift people's spirits like no other sporting event.
I know, but here's the problem from an American perspective. And in fact, we've done a couple of World Cup podcasts. I don't think anybody would listen to it in the U.S. at this point going forward. Me, you, and the gold standard. But we could give it a try next week if you really want to. Either way, though. Here's the problem from everything I've been reading now the last couple of days, and now after this game is over, everybody is buzzing, the experts. Hey, the U.S., what you see there is they still don't have anywhere close to the talent that they need to be competitive on a world stage. Well, guess what? If it hasn't happened yet, how's it ever going to happen that at this point? This has been two generations worth of, hey, the U.S. has to ramp up and get better at soccer. I mean, this has been, like I say, this has been like 20 years I've been hearing this. Well, if they haven't done it yet, then how are they ever going to get there?
But the popularity of a World Cup like this is going to bring new youngsters into the game, and then eventually they end up as deciding to play soccer instead of baseball or basketball or football.
Perhaps that'll come to pass, but I do wonder how much appetite we have for football, for football, now that the U.S. is out. It'll be interesting to see over the next week or two if people continue to watch it. All right, let's talk about pro football. Phew. And black tie, as I was saying, this is your busy season between your many vacations and your World Cup watching, and yet you continue to go the extra mile because you've decided that today is the day for the Blacklist to return.
The Blacklist. Black tie reads current events. The Blacklist. Damashek and Rank if they're coming. The Blacklist. The Blacklist.
What's going on, guys? Yes,
I think we
is.
Just covered what's going on. The American team lost.
That's my intro after the Blacklist intro.
I see.
I always got to say what's going on.
I got you.
First off, Hugh Jackson came out and said this week that A.J. Green and Andy Dalton, perhaps, or not even perhaps, he thinks they're the best QB wide receiver duo in the league.
Well,
what's your take on that?
My take is that I can never take Hugh Jackson seriously again when he makes a statement. How am I to press on and take him at face value if he's going to talk such foolishness here in early July? Handsome?
I completely agree. I mean, Hugh Jackson, I don't know where he's decided this from. I would imagine if we sat around for long enough, we could come up with maybe 10 receiver quarterback duos who are better than those guys.
Let me tell you something.
Sounds like a challenge there, Sheck.
Name 10 QB wide receiver combos. I love a challenge. Let's do it. Let me just say this, though, very quickly before we start. And I mean this. Andy Dalton does not think that Andy Dalton and A.J. Green are the best QB wide receiver combo.
He read it and was like, wait, what? I think I can think of five who are better than us.
Hey, Coach Jackson, come on. You're going a little too far. I'm hoping we do better this year, but come on. Settle down there, fella. You know, really. All right, handsome. You want to do it? Let's do it. I don't think we can do 10. I think we can do five, like you say.
I can definitely do 10.
Well, A.J. Green's what? The second or third best wide receiver in the NFL?
Andy
How could
Dalton's
we do 10?
The 20th best quarterback in the NFL.
Somewhere in that range.
If we're looking at the quarterback and the receiver both have to be of a certain level, I think we can get there.
Challenge accepted. Let's do it. 10 QB wide receivers that are combos that are better than A.J. Green and Andy Dalton. Let's roll it here. Black tie, keep track of these. All right, handsome, you're the one with the big idea.
I'll start us off. I'm going to say Jay Cutler.
Let's see if we can go trade back and forth.
Okay.
Right.
Jay Cutler.
Right.
And then you can take one or the other. Or both, maybe. Maybe this can count for two. Brandon Marshall and Alshon Jeffrey.
That's interesting because, yes, you could theoretically say Jay Cutler and Brandon Marshall is one combo.
Right.
Another combo would be Jay Cutler and Alshon
Jeffrey. And I would have them both as being better than...
Stick to one per team.
You can pick
stick
one
to
if
one
you want
per team.
I don't know what that rule is. All right, but fine. All right,
to be fair.
All right, so Brandon Marshall.
It's on.
Okay, that's
good.
One.
I made it.
I will say Matthew Stafford and Calvin Johnson, of course. Yeah, Calvin Johnson's is way better than the second best wide receiver, so you simply must.
He's the best wide receiver.
And by the way, Matthew Stafford's better than Andy Dalton too. I mean, Matt Stafford takes plenty of slings and arrows for coming up short in big moments sometimes, but he still is better.
Hugh Jackson's like, damn, I forgot those guys.
Two down, eight to go.
All right, Tony Romo, I think is better than Andy Dalton, and Dez Bryant is maybe not at AJ Green's level, but he's one or two players behind him. I think Romo and Dez, I would rather have on my team than Dalton and AJ Green.
Agreed, totally.
You would rather, that's basically what you're saying, is that you would take those two pieces for your team over.
That might be the best splash play duo right there, because Romo has that high ceiling. Granted, he makes a bunch of mistakes. He has that high ceiling where he can just blow up for five touchdown games, and Dez, his splash rule, as the NFL scouts call it, is pretty ridiculous.
Yeah.
All right, I'll sign off on that one. That makes sense.
Right?
Go ahead.
Three.
I don't have any in my head.
I've got another one.
One. I'm going to be Homer. Right. I'm going to do Homer right now. Ben Roethlisberger, Antonio Brown. Now, people like to laugh at me about that. They say, in the Top 100 show, every Wednesday night. You can watch it. And by the way, I'll promote it, depending on when you're listening. Wednesday, July 2nd, I believe, is what the date would be, is the it will be the names 20 through 11 on the NFL top 100 players of 2014 list. I said a few weeks ago, Antonio Brown has to make this list. Oh, how Warren Sapp and Lindsey Rhodes and Mike Silver laughed and laughed and mocked me as being a homer and everything else. I said it has nothing to do with Homer. He had 110 catches and 1,500 yards receiving and eight touchdowns, and he's one of the better punt returners in the game. Of course he's on it. Validation for Damashek, because he did come in at number 23. So I say, how about Roethlisberger and Antonio Brown?
Roethlisberger is so much better than Andy Dalton that Antonio Brown and AJ Green, that gap, I would say Green is significantly better than Antonio Brown, but not as much as Roethlisberger is than Dalton. So that's going to make it.
Yeah, I think. I think the difference between think Roethlisberger is better than Andy Dalton, than AJ Green is more betterist than Antonio Brown.
Okay, here's one using the same equation. This has got to work. Aaron Rodgers, the best quarterback in the NFL, according to you, the best to ever play.
No, I said he will be the best play, because he just needs one more ring to be called that.
Andy Dalton's not going to be in that discussion.
No, indeed.
Jordy Nelson. Doesn't matter who the receiver is. Again, by virtue of the huge difference between Rodgers and Dalton, Jordy Nelson is a good receiver in the NFL.
That works, yeah. But I think this about Jordy Nelson or anyone else. Go ask Greg Jennings, a year removed from Green Bay and now a year under his belt with Matt Castle and Christian Ponder and those guys and Josh Freeman and whoever else, how big a difference it makes. You know, the standard you always hear floated out there by historians and people who want to talk in hyperbole about the real thing that Magic Johnson does or that Tom Brady does is make his teammates better. Well, who does that better than Aaron Rodgers? You look around that team. They never had a running game for years until Eddie Lacy arrived. Offensive line's crummy. Ask James Jones. I wonder how James Jones is going to do in Oakland now. Let's keep an eye on what he does now. Yeah. I think Aaron Rodgers is productive no matter who else is out there. Speaking of the guy who is the gold standard for that.
Nice piece, but did they make the list?
I think so, yes. Because Aaron Rodgers is so much better than Andy Dalton that really doesn't matter.
Can I get a ding? Thank you.
All right, but then, if we're going to play that game, then
we got five so far.
Tom Brady is the gold standard. Where do we come down black tie? Can we count Rob Gronkowski?
Not a wide receiver.
Can we count Julian Edelman?
Sure we can.
Can we do Tom Brady and Julian Edelman? No. He had over 100 catches.
No.
I don't think so either.
Why are we not allowed to include Gronk? He catches passes from Tom Brady.
He's not a wide receiver. He's a receiver. He's not a wide receiver.
All right, then Drew Brees and Jimmy Graham, because he is, I don't care.
Yes.
Jimmy Graham tells you he's a wide receiver.
New England Saints.
New Orleans Saints, whatever they're called.
They do practice a lot together during training camp. I wonder if they will this year. Interesting.
Well, listen. I think you can count Jimmy Graham.
If you're not, I get. Okay.
That's
Thank
six.
You.
That's up to six now. All right, now we're out of names.
Here's one
now
No, we're not. I got a great one for you here. And this one, it can't be denied. Matthew Ryan, better than Andy Dalton. Do we agree?
Matthew Ryan.
Wait, what? Matt Ryan, yes. Better than Andy Dalton. And again, definitely. Take your pick. Julio Jones, Roddy White. I think they're both great weapons. They're both top receivers.
Why is everybody in the world so keen on Matt Ryan? What's he done to earn that confidence for you? He's Andy Dalton is who he is.
No, he's not.
You said
he's got
Matt
a bigger,
Stafford.
He's got a slightly better arm.
Yeah, how's Matt Stafford compare with Andy Dalton?
Matt Stafford has a whip. Matt Stafford has a top five in the NFL arm.
Right. In terms of strength, yes, but
yeah. Well, what's that count? That means that he can move the pass up to
Matt. Ask Joe Flacco and the Ravens if having a big arm matters in big games.
That's
of course.
Fine. But Matt Ryan is clearly by anyone's definition a better quarterback than Andy Dalton. You
definitely.
Can't say Matt Ryan is Andy Dalton.
Is Matt Ryan better than Matt Stafford?
Yes.
I don't think
on a par.
For what it's worth, and I don't know how much you want to.
Does Matt Stafford probably have more raw talent and arm strength? Yes, but
Matt Stafford is definitely more talented. Yes. And for what it's worth, on the top 100 list this year, Matt Stafford made it. Matt Ryan didn't.
Matt Ryan had a horrible season last year, or his team.
I wonder why that was. Oh, because one of his all world pass catchers wasn't around for him.
Okay, so now this maybe helps us out. Thanks, Dave.
All right, maybe you're right, but Matt Ryan for future reference, make sure you keep clear. Matt Ryan gets to throw it to Julio Jones and Roddy White, and until now, the best tight end in the history of the NFL, the best pass-catching tight end. I would throw 25 touchdown passes as the Falcons' QB.
All right.
All you want. That's what would happen, because damn shit can do it. Because not only do I have a whip, I'm also cagey.
No, I've seen it.
Yeah.
I've seen
and
it.
I got
you're a veteran presence.
Yes.
Did I get a ding?
Sure you do.
No. Retracted.
What?
Put that one on the back burner.
What?
Get
Wait,
a hot
what?
Plate out and put it on there, and we'll see if it
so
makes
not
it.
Counting that, we have six.
Not counting that one, we've got six, so I've got to throw
You didn't even
one
tell
out.
Me who you want, Roddy White or Julio Jones?
I'd take Julio, I think.
Julio Jones isn't as good as A.J. Green. Maybe not by much, but I think that A.J. Green is a hair better.
And I would argue that Matt Ryan is a lot better than Andy Dalton. I think you just helped me argue that.
I don't think Matt Ryan is a lot better than Andy Dalton. Look at their respective numbers.
Well,
he's not that much
better. Let's agree to disagree and see if we get
All right, that one's on the.
I think we'll get to 11.
That probably. One's on the hot plate for now.
So do I have to give another one now that I couldn't do that one?
Well, let's think outside the box here.
Well,
I'm going to
think
Jimmy
inside
Graham.
The box.
What about?
I've got one right in the middle of the box.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Peyton Manning.
Uh-huh. All right.
Demaryius Thomas, Julius Thomas, you choose. Again, I don't care.
We won't do Julius, but all right. Okay, that's a good one. That's a valid one.
Thank you very much.
What about, here's one on the edge.
It's seven.
RG3, we can't go DeSean Jackson.
Because
we haven't seen them play yet.
I'm sorry.
We don't know what they're doing yet.
You have the master of reckless speculation.
You're right.
You cannot project what you think they're going to be.
Touche. Bitten by my own snake. I don't appreciate that black tie. I'll say... How about this one then? A safer one. RG3, Pierre Garçon. Pierre Garçon caught 115 balls last year. He caught like 1,300 yards worth of passes on a bum team.
Exactly.
And they've been productive. When Garçon and RG3 are healthy, which has not been a great deal of time over the last 2 years, at the same time been healthy. But when they are, they're very productive.
RG3 is just Andy Dalton.
They are. They really are very much the same. I think Andy Dalton actually scored the goal for Belgium, too, that put them ahead, I think. Or was that Prince Harry?
Prince Harry.
I'm not
one
clear.
One of the two.
RG3 and Pierre Garçon. No ding on that one?
I don't know about that. I mean, put it this way. Who would you rather have on your
RG3.
Team? RG3. Who would you rather have, Matt Ryan and Julio Jones or RG3 and Pierre Garçon? The fact that you've even said should silence you at this point.
Absolutely not. I don't agree with you at all on that.
Your
presumption doesn't make it true. That's just because you say it. I would rather have RG3 and Pierre Garçon. I absolutely would.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. Pierre is a good number two. He's not going. He should not be a number one receiver.
That's why they went and got DeSean Jackson.
Well, listen. What the Redskins went out and got is, but so what? So by that standard, so well, then the Falcons. Well, Roddy White obviously wasn't good enough, so they had
That's why I chose Julio Jones.
No, it's a passing game, and you need a lot of weapons in your passing game in 2014. That's why they went and got DeSean Jackson. Level.
Be on the lookout, though, for RG3 to DeSean Jackson bombs. Remember that Vic bomb to DeSean in Monday Night Football?
Yep. He can, listen, he can sling it. Yeah, he absolutely can. I how about just reduce it to, would you take Matt Ryan or RG3?
But that's not
I'm asking, I'm just as a side note, what would you prefer? Would you take RG3 or Matt Ryan?
I probably would take, if you, it depends what we're talking about. One game, I'd probably take Matt Ryan.
I don't know how to respond to that. How could you, you remember RG3 in his rookie season, right?
I remember that. I also remember last season.
Till he collapsed with, crumbled on that play.
What do you have against that Ryan?
I have nothing against him. I think he's fine.
I think I know all of Dave's, doesn't like Peyton Manning, loves to destroy Tony Romo. I know all of your foibles, and I never knew Matt Ryan was on
I have
list.
No gripe with Peyton Manning or Tony Romo. They're strangers.
Right.
I have no axe to grind with them. I point out what they do. That's
right.
What
now,
I do.
What is it that Matt Ryan's done?
We're lagging behind.
Not enough.
Guys.
He's been in the six. NFL for six
right,
seasons.
How many have we got?
Still only six.
Here's one for you that definitely.
Why
gets
doesn't Garcon count?
Get ready.
You
for
don't
the,
respect him because you don't
ding.
Think he's good. You don't think he has
the
pedigree.
Do you count Matt Ryan and Julio?
No, I told you
well,
that's
then,
on the that's
no
on
way
the boilerplate.
Can count.
All right, let's move on.
Okay,
what about?
Here's one that gets a ding. Andrew Luck. You know,
right.
Scheduled to be one of the great passers of our time, and Reggie Wayne, his Hall of Fame wide receiver counterpart.
I think that was a pretty fast trigger finger you had on the bell there, but all right.
What's that take?
Andrew
to
Luck is that much better than Andy Dalton, right? That's fair.
So that's
although,
7 officially, even though it's really 8, but 7 officially.
What about Nick Foles? Can't really do him because you don't, because Riley Cooper ain't going to rise to that level. Yeah, forget Nick Foles. There's
how
no
about,
one to go
how
with
about
him.
The NFL? Apparently a top 5 quarterback, according to the NFL players. Top 100 star. I hear he's appearing between 20 and 11 this Wednesday on NFL Network at 9 p.m. Eastern. Russell Wilson, Super Bowl winner. And Percy Harvin, Super Bowl hero.
No.
What? Just no.
That's another one. There's not enough information. They've played one game. Well, I mean, not one. They played like one game and one half together
okay,
so far.
RG3 and Pierre Garçon or Russell Wilson and Percy Harvin. I'm going the latter.
You know what? I don't know that you really mean that. I think you say that to try and make trouble, but I don't know that in your heart of hearts you mean that.
It's not far.
Why is it a heart of hearts? Why can't it just be in your heart? What do we need the extra of hearts
yeah, exactly.
for?
Exactly. It's pretty obvious.
We know what you're doing. We know what you're driving.
Where you're going.
Your heart of hearts?
Okay, well, all right.
I got one for you.
What creature has multiple hearts in the history of the planet Earth? Nay, the universe. Do we need the of hearts?
I think fish do.
I think a coupler species.
Is that right?
Tweet us, #DDFP.
If you know
Give
of
us
any
a little,
animals
biological
with multiple
lesson.
Hearts.
Multiple hearts. All right. Anyway, okay.
Here's one for you. Johnny Football and Josh Gordon.
No. That's ridiculous. How could you possibly throw out Johnny Football in this
conversation? Well, I'm not saying it fits. I'm just saying it's
what about Brian Hoyer? What about Brian Hoyer and Josh Gordon?
No. Come on. I need a quarterback who can make splash plays.
I know that you've apparently black ties latched on to the phrase splash plays for today's podcast.
Yeah.
But either way,
Joe Flacco, Torrey Smith.
But the point is Josh Gordon is not probably as good or at best he's on par with AJ Green. Right. So Johnny Football, who you've never seen play, is better than Andy Dalton.
Sheckless speculation, man.
I got you.
Yeah.
Flacco and Torrey Smith.
No, Flacco.
We're lagging behind, guys.
So where have we got?
Only at 7 right
Torrey
now.
Smith.
Well, we're at 8.
Torrey Smith is good. Now, as I like to do in the offseason, I like to make sure that I emphasize over and over and over and over again, just so that when these things come true, once it's October and November and we start to get further and further away from summertime, if I say it enough, hopefully every time I am validated by what a player or a team is doing on the field. You'll look back and say, you know who said that? That was Damashek who said that back in summertime. Here's one of those. you beware. The Baltimore Ravens pass attack this year in 2014. They're going to explode this year. Mm. Joe Flacco, they're going to lean on him.
They're going to be
added
so
the
good,
pieces.
They're not going to be quite as good as Andy Dalton and A.J. Green. That's what you're saying here.
You've
really gone out of on a limb there, Dave.
I don't think Joe Flacco is so much better than A.J. Green to make up for the difference between A.J. Green. I mean, it's so much better. Joe Flacco is so much better than Andy Dalton. I can't make a – A.J. Green is far superior to Torrey Smith.
So we're just going to
Torrey Smith's been around long enough now.
We have eight. There's got to be two more better than A.J. Green and Andy Dalton. I got quick fire here. Carson Palmer and Larry Fitzgerald.
No.
Let's
that's
see.
A, you know, that's not that it's ridiculous when you
totally
hear
it.
Teddy Bridgewater
and
Drake Jennings. No way. It's definitely worse.
Ryan Tannehill and Mike Wallace.
What about Eli? Ooh. All right, Tannehill and Mike Wallace. I think Wallace gets back to where you it would expect.
But he's still not as good as A.J. Green, and Tannehill may be about the same right now. As I don't think we can project him any higher than Dalton at the moment.
I hear you, yeah.
Not
they can't
higher.
Make the list. I'd put him on par with that. But right. For the record, Ryan Tannehill's better than Andy Dalton is. What about Eli?
Eli and Cruz?
And I guess Victor Cruz. Eli and Victor Cruz. No. Eli stunk so bad last year, you can't possibly do that. And Victor Cruz is not anywhere close to the level.
I was going
to
say, we're officially at nine now, because there's no way Matt Ryan and...
Don't you tell me!
Julio Jones that don't count.
What about...
So we need one more.
Bills.
Call it a day.
What about that one? E.J. Manuel and
Sammy Watkins.
No. What about... I'm just running through the teams in my head right now. Not the Vikings, not the Pat, not the we did
oh,
the Bears.
I got it. The final one. Colin Kaepernick and Michael Crabtree.
Oh yeah.
Kaboom.
Yeah, that's it. Can we count Vernon Davis too?
Yep, 11.
Did you just get us to but did you get us to 10 by adding Matt Ryan?
Yes. Because Matt
I don't
Ryan
like,
you
I'm
got
not comfortable with that one.
You
I'm
just got outvoted.
No, you can't outvote me. This is a democracy until I say it isn't. This is the Dave Damashek show. I have the power of veto. You don't tell me what my business is on this show.
Can't say it.
All right. Well, if Mike Singletary says I can't say it, that is the only override of my opinion. I would like to come up with one more if we could, but all right, we'll wrap it up. Tennessee, no.
I don't think there's another one out there.
No one in Houston. No one in Jacksonville. Yeah, Chris Law of the Rich Eisen podcast and the infamous dog poop 30,000 feet in the sky. Yarn that you may or may not have heard about in social media over the last month or so, just shouted out as an Eagles fan, Foles and Riley Cooper. No, that's better.
Almost as bad as your homerism.
Yeah.
Almost. Yes, the man who has been in three Super Bowls in his 10 seasons. Yes, that is unfair of me to throw that one out against Nick Foles. There's got to be one more, though. Not the Bucks. Is there any more?
I don't think there is. I've gone through. I'm pretty sure there isn't another one out there.
I do like where
definitely
we started.
10.
You might be able to go Cutler, Alshon Jeffrey is a pretty interesting one. And you might also be able to say Vernon Davis Kaepernick. You might go Kaepernick, Stevie Johnson. Or how about Cap Bolden? Anquan Bolden is quite a bit less than what A.J. Green brings to a team. He couldn't serve as a number one receiver, but then again, I would much, much rather have Colin Kaepernick than
we
Andy.
We definitely have 10, and the next in would be RG3 Deshaun, if we're feeling generous.
So the bottom line is, Hugh Jackson, you're not to be taken seriously until you write this wrong and say, all right, maybe I got a little over my skis. We're not among the 10 worst duos at quarterback and wide receiver. Thank you, Coach Singletary. All right, Black Tie. Next on the Black Tie.
Real quick, as you guys heard, Johnny Manziel partying with Justin Bieber, obviously. So I want to ask
you. And Floyd Mayweather Jr.
Well, that's his buddy, right? A road dog. Yeah. They roll together. Quick question, though. Who
and
is
Tyrese.
The one celebrity?
Who do you think Teddy Bridgewater's hanging out with? Coolio, Linda Lavin from Alice.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm trying to figure out who would be. His equivalent. Anyway.
Totally derailing my question here. But real quick, who is the one celebrity you would most love to hang out with?
I would say handsome Hank Hodgson. And I
was
hope
I, say Dave Damashek.
That comes from my heart because he
I really,
really
mean it.
Well,
no, wait.
Then it's a dream come
it actually
true every time.
For me, one time in London, when I was working for the NFL there, I managed to spend a week with Reggie Bush, charming NFL player, and his girlfriend at the time, Kim Kardashian.
Ah.
We had a tremendous week together.
That's a pretty good call. I didn't think about foxes. Yeah, it might, right. Would be fun to hang out with a fox. But then again, that ultimately would just leave you angry, you know, because you're unlikely. Well, maybe if I put the look on her. Maybe right. If I gave maybe if I gave her the Damashek eyes, yeah, you know.
You'd notice they're not together any longer.
Well, also, do you know, the thing is, most guys, if you got to hang out with whoever you consider the greatest beauty in show business – is, and by the way, to me, these days, it's Blake Lively. You know her?
She's Lively.
She's the best. Oh, what a fox.
Yeah,
she might be number one for me. But ultimately...
Blake Lively is Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, definitely Blake Lively. I'll tell you, she is... Scarlett Johansson, for me, is this generation's Uma Thurman, which is to say, guys all swoon for her except for me. I'm not into the... Or Kate Upton, to be honest.
I'm not into Kate Upton.
Kate Upton, I met her... And she looked like a child to me. She looked at me. She has the face of a 14-year-old. It seems that there's something perverse being my age and looking at her. I'm not really not too down with her. Also, I offered on camera too. There's a video. There's video proof of this somewhere in the world. I did talk to her and I said I know you have seen Los Angeles. Now I'd like to show you my Los Angeles. And she did not smile.
Did she answer?
She seemed kind of creeped out by it.
Well, I would be too.
That's because I didn't put the look on
her. You may be the only man who is looking at Kate Upton's face most of the time. who's worried about looking at her
I know
face.
What you're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
you
I know. Get you.
We also
you
learned it. A couple of episodes ago that Sheck hung out with Ben Affleck, and that didn't go too well.
No. It rarely. Well, most of my encounters with most human beings don't go terribly well. I would say, it's an easy answer for me. It's lame, but it's Mario Lemieux. If I could do any, I don't know about hang out with, but interview, I would love to talk for 30 minutes with Mario Lemieux and just go one by one. I don't care about, how did that make you feel? All I would want to ask him is, talk about that goal in 1987. Now talk about against the Capitals in 1985 when you did that. That's all I would want to do. That would be, for me, a dream come true. I know, lame as it is.
All right, real quick, one last question. But before
you didn't
that,
answer, Black Tie.
For me, I would have to say I'm not really a celebrity kind of guy. I don't really get stunned.
Why did
but
you ask
the one
the
moment that was pretty cool, and, in a line of work, sometimes you come across
Jürgen
NFL
Klinsmann.
Players, celebrities. The one moment is pretty cool. NFL honors, Hugh Jackman walked up to me like he knew me to say, "What's up, buddy," and give me a handshake. Out of nowhere, he really did walk up to me. I thought maybe he knew me from somewhere. In my mind, I'm thinking, oh, that's Wolverine. It's pretty cool. Other than that,
he's classy. A lot of those A-list guys, that's been my discovery. Not only are they all beautiful bastards, they all know how to comport themselves. They all have that politician's charm of they look you in the eyes and that thing of, I felt like the only girl in the room. Hugh Jackson does that. Tom Cruise does that. Those A-list guys, hi, it's nice to meet you. I'm Tom Cruise. It's nice to meet you. The way they look at you, hi, Tom. I feel so special.
Real quick, last question here before we get to the McCourty brothers. So I was working on a feature for NFL.com, and DeMarco Murray has a weird fear of tomatoes. So my question is,
he's afraid of them. Why?
He didn't say. He doesn't like the texture. He doesn't like the taste. Doesn't
but
like
that
the
doesn't
look
make
of
you
them.
I don't like the taste.
No,
things.
He says,
that doesn't make me afraid.
He
of
says
them.
He's actually scared of them. Not that he doesn't like them. He's scared of tomatoes. He can check
if
it
this
out.
News gets out, it could turn the NFC East. What I mean,
put tomatoes in
what's
your jersey.
That's exactly right. What's to stop some Philadelphia Eagles defenders from pulling out a tomato at a crucial moment in the game? Between that and Tony Romo doing it to himself, the Cowboys might go 0-16.
If it's a crucial moment in a crucial game, though, DeMarco Murray is bound to be sidelined.
Yeah, that's true.
Typically.
Yeah.
So what would you say are your weird phobias?
Fear itself. That's the only thing I fear.
Oh, interesting.
How about you, Handsome?
I don't know if it's weird because they are actually genuinely terrifying. I don't like rabbits. They're shifty. You know what I mean? They look at you. They've got those funny eyes. Some of them have pink eyes. Their nose does something. And then they look like they would be – everyone thinks rabbits are cuddly and fluffy, but they're really bony if you touch them.
Oh, I don't know that I've handled a
they're like they have
a
really,
bunny, but I'll take your
really,
word for it.
Sharp, bony bones.
I don't
do
know. I've
terrifying.
Never had a direct experience, but I don't imagine that I would be anything but scared if I saw a shark.
Well, that's not a weird
that's not
phobia.
Weird. That's,
oh,
that's
not,
regular.
That's not a weird phobia.
Also, if I were out in the Serengeti, a tiger I would be scared of. If
I don't think any tigers
me.
Live in the Serengeti. But
oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. I don't know what is that called? Is
I'm
that biology?
I think it's
that's not
ecology.
Biology. Ecology.
Ecology.
Don't show me up. I don't know what it is. Not weird. What lives in the Serengeti? A cheetah?
Yeah. You'd find one of those, a lion, a leopard.
I've told you before that I am considered the love skunk, but I'm also considered a love cheetah in that it doesn't make a difference. Like a cheetah in the Serengeti out on the plains, there can be other animals out there running. I don't care how fast you are. Can't outrun the cheetah.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying, dear ladies?
Also, yeah, no one does it faster than you, I think is what you're saying.
Please don't work blue, handsome. That's not appropriate. I'll tell Commissioner Goodell on you for that kind of talk. Black tie, what's your phobia?
For me, I don't like when computers act like they have a mind of their own. It really freaks me out. So, like, viruses.
That is scary.
We're like weird.
Well, listen, they're coming. Black tie grew up in a time when his points of reference are the Terminator and the Matrix.
Right.
And that brings me real quick before we got to do it. Black tie. We got to play Have You Seen It? And we bring in right now Chris Law is our guest right now. Chris Law of the Around the League podcast. Now, I know you're busy, Law, producing.
He's not Around the League. He's the Rich Eisen podcast.
The number one podcast in the NFL Network. I know you're busy producing that fancy show and whatever else you do around here. But maybe you've heard once or twice. We play here on this show a game. Black Tie, your friend over there, he loves movies. He loves to talk about how he loves movies, and yet he's only seen 6 or 7 movies in his lifetime. We play, has he seen it?
Pre-93, yeah.
Now, there are a lot of reasons. He doesn't see a lot of movies. He doesn't see Tom Cruise movies, doesn't see Quentin Tarantino movies, sports movies.
I'm not a fan of that.
Anything prior to 94.
Okay.
Gangster movies. He sees nothing. So let's play now. The Matrix. Has Black Tie seen it? I start with you, handsome.
This all three of the Matrix series.
Oh, all three? There's zero chance of that. There's a 0.0 chance of that.
But I think he has seen it.
It falls in that range where it would be something he likes sci-fi.
I have a feeling Keanu Reeves at one point was Black Tie's favorite actor.
That would be funny if that was his celebrity, too. If I could hang out with one person, it would be Reeves.
He had a Morpheus avatar for something at one point, too.
Ah, well done, Law. Sleuth.
I think you've seen it.
I'm going to say Black Tie saw the first two and then checked out. Right. Felt he was too busy to bother with the last one.
All right, guys. I have seen all three Matrix movies.
Oh, my God. This is the upset of upsets here in summertime. This would have trumped the U.S. beating Belgium.
It's not on my criteria boxes. After 94, not a sports movie. You know, it's sci-fi fic, a little action in there. Yeah.
All right, Law. So, Terminator. Has he seen it? Terminator 1, 2.
Terminator 1. I would say
and
for
2.
Sure he's seen 2, because that's almost more popular. He's far younger than I am, but even with my
not far younger,
that would
you
be
are.
An outrage if he saw 2
I
without
think you've
first
seen 2
seeing
for sure. You've definitely seen T2, Terminator 1. I think his curiosity was piqued by 2, and he went back and saw 1 after
Whoa,
he saw 2.
This could really be a big day for Black Tie if he can have seen full series of movies.
Well, there are 3 Terminators as well. There's a more recent one. I have a feeling you've
I think there are
the most
4.
Recent.
I think there are even are 4. Because there was one with the
Terminator.
Tall blonde, and then there was the other one with Christian Bale.
There's another one coming out with
Daenerys. I haven't seen the Christian
Bale
one.
I didn't see the Bale one either.
I think he's seen the recent ones, the ones that I wouldn't have seen, but I don't think he's seen the original 2.
I'm going to say, let me guess, Black Tie. I'm with Law. I say you saw T2 and did not see the first one somehow.
Well, I definitely saw the one that, you know, he goes, hasta la vista, baby, I'll be back. I'm not sure which one
that is.
That's two. And I probably also saw 1 growing up, but I don't remember it much. But I definitely saw 2.
Unsatisfying. What about 3?
No.
Or the Bale one?
No chance. No. We'll not see the one with Daenerys coming up neither.
With who is
Daenerys.
It,
though? The Daenerys from Khaleesi from
Oh, I was Game thinking, who
Khaleesi's
is
Khaleesi's in it?
She's going to be
Are her
starting.
Eyebrows matching her hair color in this or no?
We'll see.
Is she
we'll
the see. Terminator?
Well, I don't. I just know she's in it. See, I keep up with my movie news, Shaq. I just don't.
This is a fascinating game.
Pre-93.
It's a great game. I almost always feel bad because I always promote it as a game that's the best to play because you can almost never lose it. All you have to do is say, no, he hasn't seen it, and you're going to be right. But not this day. Not this day, Black Tie. You showed
well.
Not
a good day for Americans.
Yeah, you were in good form
don't
today.
Don't gym out this.
All right, let's get to it. Thanks, Law, for jumping in here.
Absolutely,
Handsome
guys.
Hank, I'm going to spend some quality time on the telephone right now. Chris Johnson has paid us a visit in Studio 66, I think even twice, and we've had a good time with him. Now let's get him on the line and kibitz with him via telephone.
You're listening today.
All right, this is good. Since last time he paid us a visit in Studio 66, he has gone from Nashville, Tennessee, up to New York City, New York, or I guess more accurately to East Rutherford, New Jersey. Either way, he is one of the new members of the New York Jets. It's Chris Johnson. What's the poop, fella?
It's going good. Just, you know, transitioning to the new city.
Yeah, how's that going so far? What's the difference? What's better about New York than Nashville? The food? I would think Nashville food must be hard to leave behind, huh?
Nashville food is pretty good. I can't lie about that. Mm-hmm. But it's just a difference. It's a big city. It's the Big Apple versus Nashville. And Nashville is a great city, too. But, you know, New York is just like more celebrities and you see more people.
Yeah, are you going to be living in Manhattan? Or are you going to be in Jersey? Where are you going to set up shop?
No, I'll be in Jersey. Manhattan, that is too far. I think the practice facility is at least 45 minutes to an hour away from Manhattan when you put the traffic involved and all those things. So I'll stay somewhere in Jersey.
Yeah, not worth it. So do you have, as you move on now to this next phase of your career, have you set in your brain any sort of goals for what this season needs to be for you statistically or otherwise?
Basically, I'm just trying to win, and winning, that's the number one thing on my mind right now. I haven't been in the playoffs 1 year since I've been in the league, so it's a situation where that's really what I'm focused on.
And how's it looking so far with the pieces that have come in with the draft? You move over there. The Jets were a pretty nice story last year. They were a surprise story that they did as well as they did. Do you get a sense in there that they're ready to get back to the playoffs as a group, whether it's Geno or Mike Vick?
Yeah, I think so. And I think we run against some guys who can make plays and help their offense out. We already have a great defense, and you know, those guys continue to do their thing, and hopefully we come in and help those guys out and put points on the board.
Do you think Eric Decker cuts the figure of a number one wide receiver? He's been good in Denver, but now he's got to be the feature guy. He's probably expected to catch. He's expected to be the leading pass catcher for you guys. Is he ready for that upgrade in his game?
I think so. You know, just from being at practice and seeing how he works and how hard he practices and seeing how good his hands is and all those type of things, I think he can be that guy.
Yeah, but the other thing with him is he's so handsome, right?
Oh, he's a typical guy. He's a typical front cover guy.
Well, listen, he and I, when I was out there a couple months ago, he and I jumped into one of those horse-drawn carriages in Central Park, and we took a spin around the city. I showed him my New York. Maybe you and I can do it next time I'm out there.
We'll do it.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It was very romantic. It was a lot of fun. So I'm fascinated by, on the human level, what it must be, Mike Munchak, you know, what that was like, and Jeff Fisher and everything else. But now Rex Ryan to me seems like he's just plain fun to be around. You know, I think he and maybe Mike Tomlin would be, you know, the two guys who, if you're a player, I would most want to play for, just because it seems like you get to have some laughs during the week.
Yeah, those two good guys, and actually Jeff Fisher, he's a pretty good guy, too. He's a coach that you want to play for also. But, yeah, you know, with Rex, it's a situation where he's a fun guy, player guy, and basically, and that he want to win. So a situation, anytime you have a guy like that can keep all the guys going and the guys love him, the staff around the organization love him, the situation where you want to go out there and give your all for a guy like that.
Yeah, I imagine that's probably true. And I wonder, do you get a sense that when you look at the Seahawks, the way they did it versus the way Belichick's Patriots have done it for the 21st century, which is don't talk to the media, don't tell them anything, you know, no, don't have a personality. It seems to me like Seattle is saying, hey, go ahead and say what you have to say and be your own man. Do you feel like, is that the Jets' way as well?
Yeah, I feel like that's way. They don't really tell you what not to say and what not to do. This at the end of the day, everybody is their own guy. Only thing that they really can do is warn you and prep you on some of the type of things that can happen. But at the end of the day, you're still going to say whatever you want to say anyways.
Well, listen, it's summertime 2014. Everybody who talks about football talks about Johnny Football. So what do you think about what's going on with him? These pictures of him putting social media pictures out there, videos of him hanging out with Justin Bieber, stuff like that. Would you give Johnny Football any advice to tone that stuff down, or would you say be your own man?
No, be your own man. Do what you got to do. It's the offseason. That's when you get time to do whatever you want to do and live your life. And then I'm pretty sure once the season get here, he'll be all right. He's going to focus in on football. But this is the time now to where you able to hang out and spend time and do some of the things you want to do, because once the season gets here, you really have no life. It's just football.
Yeah, I hear you. The only place where it maybe crosses the line is hanging out with Justin Bieber. Hang out with celebrities, but not Justin Bieber, right? That's a little weird.
That's a celebrity.
Yeah, well, you're right about that. Real quick, and then let's talk about you're coming to us today from Mr. Clean and the Magic Eraser, which I do use in my own home, and I can attest that it works. I want to hear about this summer fashion party you got coming up. But real quick, who'd win a foot race? You or your new teammate, Mike Vick, a 50-yard dash. Who wins that one?
Of course, me.
Well, don't say of course. I don't know. I bet if I talked to Mike Vick, he would say otherwise. Would he say that?
No, he wouldn't say that.
He would say, you think he would pick himself?
No, he wouldn't.
Oh, really? All right. I like the confidence. Who could beat you in a foot race now in the NFL? Is there anyone who could? Are you still number one?
Yeah. My 40 haven't been broken yet, so that's the evidence right there.
Not Dre Archer, even the little guy who just went up to Pittsburgh. Yeah, even he couldn't take you. Chris Johnson holds on to that crown. Who'd win a foot race between Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, and Phillip Rivers?
Oh, man. I would have to say probably Phillip Rivers.
That would be a fun one to watch, right? It'd only take about 3 hours.
Yeah.
All right. So, like I say, Mr. Clean Magic Eraser. You can check it out at MrClean.com for more information on everything Chris is doing with them and the Magic Eraser. Like I say, that works so nicely. What is going on with this summer fashion show you're doing? Summer fashion party, I should say.
You know, being a spectator, coming around and checking out some of the outfits they got going on and how it clean the outfits. In the shoes.
Would it work? Let's say hypothetically, I got a gold grill in would it work on that?
It probably will, but I'm not sure if you want them chemicals in your mouth. So.
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe it's best to avoid doing that. Yeah, and since we're talking fashion, real quick here, last question: who has the better uniform, the Jets or the Titans?
I have said Jets.
Yeah, that's the correct answer. That is the correct answer. All right, listen, Chris Johnson, a pleasure to catch up with you. I wish you good health and great success in your new place there. And next time you're out in L.A., get back into Studio 66 with us, won't you?
All right, I will.
All right, man. Or maybe I'll see you for that horse-drawn carriage ride around Central Park.
All right. David
All right, good times, good blacklist, black tie. I enjoyed going through the 10 QB wide receiver combos, although I still am holding out a little bit on Matt
Ryan.
Quite
a challenge from Hank.
That was a good one. I enjoy that. That's the sort of challenge.
More, yeah.
Hashtag DDFP. Those sorts of questions are the ones we love to go through off the cuff here. And Handsome Hank just brought that one to us. But we do appreciate when you drop us a line and we can use one of yours. All right, we'll do – I don't know what the schedule is. I'm not going to jive you. It's July 4th. I'm not sure if we're going to be doing another podcast this week. I guess the best I can say is be on the lookout for one. We may jam one in. We may push it to next week. Either way, I hope you enjoy waving the red, white, and blue. Boy, it would have been a fun July 4th if we would have if the U.S. would have won that game, right? And then on Saturday, you would have been playing on the weekend. That would have been a crazy July 4th. Oh, well, I guess we'll just have to enjoy hamburgers and hot dogs. And then Belgians can eat them waffles. How about the narcissists? They named the waffles after themselves? That's nothing. That's something America would never, ever do anything like. Anyhow, so Chris Johnson, thanks to you, Handsome Hank, Black Tie, drop us a line at hashtag DDFP. Thanks to Chris Law for making some space for us here in the studio today. We'll be back with more Hooey and Applesauce later on. In the meantime, thanks so much, football fans. It's been a thin slice of heaven.